GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Gee, our good friend Bob Potts from Northern Light Health is strutted back into spacious Studio 7A. Good to see you again, you handsome devil.
Aw, it's so good to see you guys. I just said to George, I don't see him in so long, and then like twice in a week or two. Which is great.
It's getting old for us, too. Don't think it is.
Well, I was going to say, you not so much.
Hey, you brought another guest into our studio. I had another one of these Northern Light Health screenings. Who's this?
Yeah, so this is my friend and colleague, Amy McClary.
Hello, Amy.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, she is a registered nurse, has been with us for, what, 15 years, I believe?
15 years in system, kind of floated all around.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Lots of experience, and she recently took over as the patient navigator for our lung cancer screening program. So we thought it would be nice to come on and talk to folks about what that means
patient
and let them
navigator.
Know.
Can we start with patient navigator?
Patient
George,
navigator.
George, you work with nurses on an hourly basis. What's a patient navigator anyway?
Well, I kind of just guide patients through the lung cancer screening process, answer their any questions, follow up with them with any test results, help coordinate next steps, verify their insurance, make sure their insurance is going to approve for the test, and kind of just support them through the whole journey.
Oh, okay.
You don't do the test yourself.
No.
You just aim them where they need to be aimed.
Correct. And I get information to their primary care providers to order the appropriate tests, kind of keep them up to date of what the next steps are so they don't fall behind in the screening process.
Okay. And you're navigating a lot of people to the Hilton Garden Inn in Bangor. Is it this Thursday?
It's this Wednesday.
Wednesday
night.
What day is today?
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Get back on the
East Coast time. Okay,
that's
so
right,
it's Wednesday. It's tomorrow starting at 5:30. What is this screening thing?
So we're going to provide dinner for everyone that comes, but it's really just kind of an open forum for people to learn more about lung cancer screening, what it entails, and to see if it's really right for them. We'll have a panel of specialists there to answer any of their questions as well.
Okay, who should go? I mean, we all, at the moment, I feel good. I don't smoke. Haven't had any other problems.
You're looking pretty good.
I'm still upright.
You're in good shape for the shape you're in, George.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Why would I want a lung screening?
So you would want a lung cancer screening. So we follow Medicare guidelines when it comes to the screening eligibility. So to be eligible for our program, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 77, have a smoking history, which is equal to 30 pack years, which is one pack a day for 30 years, and you need to be a former smoker who has quit within the last 15 years or a current smoker.
Okay, our head is spinning right now. Can we go back here? Hang on a second. Okay, so you're sharing with us, if you fall into one of these subsets, you might be in line for a screening.
Correct. You need to kind of hit every mark.
So what's the first mark again?
Between the ages of 55 and 77.
Okay. All right, 55 to 7. What's the next one?
And then be a current smoker or a former smoker who's quit within the last 15 years.
Okay, that's number two.
Mm-hmm. And then have a smoking history of at least 30 pack years, which is one pack a day for 30 years.
Or it could be like two packs for 15 years.
Right.
Okay.
Or three packs for 5 years.
Right.
And then the final step is currently show no signs or symptoms of lung cancer, such as shortness of breath, cough, unintended weight loss, fatigue, things like that.
So you have a history, but you're okay at the moment.
Right. And that's why we want you to get screened, because oftentimes lung cancer doesn't present until the early stage or to the late stages.
Okay. You're
then it's too late. Yeah.
Right.
And
then it's too late.
Right.
So how do you do a lung screen? Do you breathe into something? Here,
nope.
Take a
CAT
mouth swab or something? Oh. Okay.
Yep. So the CAT scan is actually a low dose CAT scan, which is different from like a diagnostic CAT scan. Like if you were to have a CAT scan for pain, it uses less radiation and it gives us what we need.
No.
Okay.
You're not going to do this tomorrow night. You're just going to set it up, right?
We're just going to educate people about it, about why they should be screened, who's eligible, the risk, the benefits of screening, all of that.
Okay. And how much does it cost to come to this screening at the Hilton Garden Inn?
It's free.
Absolutely free.
Free food.
That's our favorite. Wow.
Yeah.
You got us at free food, too.
So can I just say this? Because I think it's really important to mention that not only is lung cancer, and I make sure I have my facts correct here. I love surrounding myself with smart people like Amy here.
For a change.
As opposed to people I used to work with.
Right.
But we lose 150,000 Americans a year to lung cancer, right?
It's actually higher. I mean, lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S., so it kills more than colon, breast, and prostate cancer combined.
And Maine's lung cancer rates are 30% higher than the national average.
Now, why is it? What did we do? We thought smoking was cool?
So that's a really hard one to answer. Like, nobody really has hard facts. What we can Our best guess is that, you know, the main population is an older population. So, I mean, we have folks who have been smoking for years. They have a greater smoking history, but also our smoking rates in Maine remain high. So those factor together to kind of give us that increase.
Yeah.
All right. Makes
sense. Break it down gender-wise, male, female.
Males are a little bit higher.
A little bit higher than females.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were the ones running around with a smoke pack of smokes curled up on the sleeves of our T-shirts back in the 1950s.
You know, my mother is cool. My mother is 88, and she talks about now. She mentioned one day that she used to smoke, and it blew my mind. And she said, back in the 50s, 60s, that's just what you did. Like, you would sit and have a cup of coffee like we are now, and you'd always have a cigarette in your hand. Yeah. It's just so foreign to how we live today.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We used to have doctors on TV, you know, and have a Chesterfield.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We had Fred and Barney,
yeah.
Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble in a cartoon talking about the smooth taste.
Right. Right.
I've never said this before, but I'll tell you, I'll say this now. My mother took up smoking very late in her 40s. In fact, might have been into her 50s when she took up smoking. Believe it or not, she died of lung cancer.
No kidding, sorry. George.
That is true.
I'm very sorry.
That is true.
That's amazing.
And it wasn't like lifelong smoking. She went back to work because my dad was an engineer, long story, and he had traveled a lot, so she wanted something to do. She went back to work, and everybody in the office smoked.
Hmm.
So she took up smoking. She might have been 48, 49 years old when she started.
Yeah. Wow.
But she died of lung cancer.
And how old was she?
In her 60s.
So not very long then.
Yeah. No.
Wow. No. Makes you wonder if it triggered something in her.
I have no idea.
You know, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
Wednesday's lung cancer screening with Northern Light Health is at the Hilton Garden Inn in Bangor. Starts at 5:30. Get there early. Enjoy the information. Enjoy the food. You just got your invitation from Bob and Amy. And hey, Amy, if we say the word vaping to you, are you going to flip out?
Boy.
So vaping's really a hot topic right now. I mean, every news outlet's covering it. As far as lung cancer screening, I mean, we don't factor that in right now with the eligibility requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And really, vaping, we don't know a ton about right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
Well, we're learning more every day with every patient that comes forward,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Right. I mean, each day we learn more about it.
Yeah.
The lungs have a purpose, and in inhaling stuff into them is not the purpose.
That's not
it's
the
a bad
plan.
Outcome.
Yes.
It's a bad outcome, no matter how you look at it.
That's ever
I mean,
true.
I understand why you dance around that one, but I won't dance around it. You're nuts.
Elephants in the room question, and Amy, I don't know if you can address this. Bob, I don't know if you can address this. Okay, I like the idea that, okay, I can go and I have myself, I can take a step toward being checked out in case I do have lung cancer. And I know you're going to say to me, well, the price of not getting checked out is a whole lot worse, but knowing that there's this CAT scan, low-dose CAT scan that I'm going to have to do, and I'm going to have to go through all the insurance. Oh, no, I don't think I want to bother doing this.
So it's been first, from an insurance perspective, they're seeing it as a preventative screening, just like colonoscopies and mammograms. And Medicare does cover it completely. And a lot of commercial insurance plans kind of just follow behind what Medicare says. We work with all the insurance plans out there to get the coverage for folks.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You do this at Northern Light.
Correct.
And what's the time frame from the time you say, well, maybe it's a good idea, to the time they actually do the screening?
So you have to see your primary care provider or one of our providers to do what we call a shared decision-making visit, which kind of makes sure you're eligible. It goes over the risk and benefits. We get your insurance done, get authorization, and then usually scheduling is just a couple of days out, and then it takes about 24 hours to get your results.
And like, the result would show what?
Either a nodule that needs further workup, or you're good for another year, and
okay,
we'll contact you in about a year.
It would be that scene where you go into the room and they put that little they probably don't do it. It's all on computer screens now, right? But the image that they get from this, the CAT scan, is back in the day, it used to be on like a big floppy piece of plastic, and they put it up, and then you'd look, and the doctor would take out a pen and say, see this little thing right here? That's what concerns me. Is that what this turns into, Amy?
Well, it's all on the computer now.
Yeah.
So we can bring up the computer screen and show you.
And then I can get a copy and put it on Facebook?
Oh, if you sure wanted to.
It's better than your current profile picture, isn't it?
Oh, you hush, you.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of...
You're right. Jealous. Because I went to someplace sunny and warm, and you were up here where it was...
I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Anyway, Amy has no interest in what we're talking about now. She just wants you to come to the Hilton Garden Inn in Bangor Wednesday. That'd be tomorrow, starting at 5:30 for food, fun, conversation, and Bob Potts made the invitation. And once more, Bob, tell them that they need to come see Amy.
Oh, Amy is super great, and we're now Facebook friends, so...
It's official.
That's right.
That's close to being married.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.